This is KCUR. Musicians and the Kansas City Symphony play a lot of places out in the community. But earlier this week, they found themselves one place they'd never been, inside Lansing Correctional Facility. For the first time, they played a concert for inmates. KCUR's CJ Janovy joined them and has this story.
It's just after chow on a Tuesday evening. Six symphony musicians are now locked in. They've signed in with photo IDs, had their hands stamped with invisible ink, and been escorted across the yard to the building with the auditorium. More than 2,000 inmates live here. The auditorium can hold about 300. With its white cinder block walls, a big black stage, and gold curtains, it feels not unlike some church auditoriums. A few inmates have been cleared to talk with reporters. Here's Brian Betts of Kansas City, Kansas.
I'm 38 years old.
How long have you been here?
I've been here too long, a.k.a. I've been in Lansing for 15 years, and I've been incarcerated for 18.
He says he came tonight because he loves music.
And this is one of the best things ever in this situation, to have a real Kansas City Symphony in here.
Chris Hansen has been here for 32 months. He has 15 left.
I just think it's real cool that, outside people take time out of their busy schedule to come in here and spend the night with us. I'm from Northwest Kansas, so I was raised on country music.
But he says classical music is calming. More than 100 of his fellow prisoners, in their jeans and light blue t-shirts or gray sweatshirts with their names stenciled on the back, settle into the hard plastic chairs. Tonight's MC is Michael Gordon, the symphony's principal flute player.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us here today. It's really great to see so many of you here, and we're excited to play for you today. I kind of think of this as an introduction to really what we do at the symphony on a small scale. So what we're doing here is we're playing chamber music, as it's called. And can I just have a show of hands of anyone who's ever been to a chamber music concert? Oh, wow, okay, awesome.
The guys are amused at Gordon's response. He goes on to explain a little about the music, and it seems as if the audience can maybe relate. Even Mozart, he notes, went through hard times.
And what's interesting about this piece is it was written at a time when Mozart was really, really struggling. His music wasn't popular. He was actually writing anonymously for some other composers who are now forgotten. On top of that, he wasn't making money. His wife was quite ill, and that put him in debt. And in the middle of that tumult, he wrote this beautiful clarinet quintet. So as you listen to this, think of what was going on in this man's life as he was writing this piece, and maybe how that influenced it in some way.
This visit came about because Tom Smead, who volunteers at the prison, is also a big supporter of the symphony. For viola player Jessica Nance and cellist Alex East, the concert seems to be a success.
It was fun. The sound is good. It was a nice place to play, and they were very appreciative. So we had a good time.
Well, it was really interesting because we didn't have any idea what to expect. You kind of wonder, you know, what are they thinking? Because it's not our traditional audience, certainly. And but the people that talked to us afterward, some of them were really so enthusiastic about it and, like, moved in some cases.
The musicians heard a lot of applause tonight. Some of the loudest comes after this inmate's question.
With the turnout that we've had tonight, has it kind of inspired you to show up again at our facility?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, I have to say, I'm now kind of embarrassed to say it's something that never occurred to me we could do. The short answer is yes, we'd love to come back.
No dates are scheduled yet, but now at the symphony's offices, they're already talking about going back to the joint. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.